This VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Thousands of Lebanese, furious with their political leaders, are taking to the streets again 4 days after a huge explosion left at least 154 dead. Reuters' Edward Barron has the latest from Beirut.
After the explosion, the fury. Lebanese riot police fired tear gas at demonstrators trying to break through a barrier to get to the parliament building in Beirut on Saturday. The protest was over the government's handling of this week's devastating explosion in the city. About 7,000 people gathered in Martyr Square in the city centre, some throwing stones. The blast in the port killed at least 158 people, injured 6,000, and destroyed a swathe of the city.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. A virtual international donor conference with U.S. President Donald Trump and other top leaders is scheduled for Sunday. Investigators have recovered the black box flight recorders from an Air India Express plane that crashed in southern India, killing at least 18 people. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Officials said among the injured, at least 15 were in critical condition. Both pilots of the Air India Express flight died, the airline said in a statement, adding that four cabin crew members were safe. The airline said the two-year-old Boeing 737-800 flew from Dubai to Kozhikode, also called Calicut in Kerala, India's southernmost state. There were 174 adult passengers, 10 infants, 2 pilots, and 4 cabin crew members on board. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Security officials say at least 9 people were killed and nearly 20 others injured Saturday in a car bomb blast at the front gate of a Somali military base in Mogadishu. This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials believe that Russia is using a variety of measures to denigrate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden ahead of the November election. And the link to the Kremlin are boosting President Donald Trump's re-election bid. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
In a written statement, Bill Evanina gives the U.S. intelligence agency's most recent assessment of threats to the presidential vote. The assessment holds China hopes President Trump does not win re-election, that Russia's working against Joe Biden, and Iran is looking to undermine democratic institutions overall. Evanina says many foreign actors have a preference in November, which they express in a range of ways. But the intelligence community is primarily concerned about ongoing and potential activity by those three. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China is slamming the United States for imposing sanctions in response to its crackdown in Hong Kong. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
Beijing's top representatives in Hong Kong said on Saturday that sanctions imposed by Washington on senior Hong Kong and Chinese officials were clowning actions. Separately, the Hong Kong government said the sanctions were, quote, shameless and despicable. We will not be intimidated, a government spokesman said. The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on Luo Huining, the head of China's liaison office, as well as Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, and other current and former officials. Washington accuses these officials of curtailing political freedoms in the global financial hub.
That is Chan reporting. A Venezuelan court sentenced 2 former U.S. soldiers to 20 years in prison for their role in a failed incursion aimed at ousting President Nicolas Maduro in early May. The 2 former Green Berets admitted to participating in the May 4th operation. The Trump administration has denied any involvement in it. France on Saturday dispatched aircraft and technical advisors to Mauritius after the prime minister appealed for urgent assistance to contain a worsening oil spill polluting the island nation's famed reefs, lagoons, and oceans. Rough seas have hampered efforts. Fuel leaking from a ship which ran aground 2 weeks ago and is staining pristine waters in an ecologically protected marine area off the southeast coast. For more information on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com and also check out the coronavirus pandemic section of the webpage. Or please use the easy-to-use VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. VOA News.